And now this is a dictation for Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, June 28, 81. Addressed as a letter to Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, N-P, 4639360. Dear Angela, follow-up for Danielle, has chronic nephrotic syndrome since age 4. Last visit in December, comes accompanied with wife to have left knee procedure May 16. Stable weight, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. He denies foaminess of the urine, although he has nephrotic range proteinuria. Denies edema, claudication, mobility restricted from the knee problem, not spine palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Denies skin rashes. Next paragraph. Has recently followed with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, for a history of hypercoagulable state. Testing and revealing likely source nephrotic syndrome. Patient is willing to do the renal biopsy at this point in time. Next paragraph, pressing medications, anticoagulation with Pradaxa, on cholesterol treatment, rare exposure to ibuprofen. He only takes prednisone when he sees a lot of edema, maybe one or twice a month. He is not on ACE inhibitors or ARBs. He is not on immunosuppressants. Next paragraph, pressing weight 174, blood pressure in the office 162/52, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, no ascites, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, April, anemia 11.6, MCB low at 78, oral replacement iron started, normal white blood cell platelets, albumin down to 1.8 from nephrotic syndrome, normal potassium acid base, minor low sodium, corrected calcium normal, kidney function not elevated, normal glucose, other liver function tests are normal. The 24-hour urine collection, 8 grams. Uric acid at 6.1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has a long history of nephrotic syndrome since he was age 4, with preserved kidney function, however, with very low protein and albumin, and history of hypercoagulable state, with a recent diagnosis of pulmonary emboli and deep vein thrombosis, requiring thrombectomy, and now remains anticoagulated. He is willing to do a renal biopsy. A kidney ultrasound is going to be done to assess normal kidneys, 2 kidneys, and no obstruction. I have not done specific serology for nephrotic syndrome. as this happened since age 4. In the differential, likely represents FSGS. Dr. Sakai has done testing for hypercoagulable state that has been negative for antinuclear antibody. The anti-cardiolipin was barely positive for IgM. The beta 2 glycoprotein antibodies was negative. Lupus anticoagulant was negative. She has very low ferritin at 15 with a normal iron saturation, normal B12 folic acid. Testing for factor 5, Leiden, L-E-I-D-E-N, was negative. Protein C, normal level. Anti-thrombin 3 and pro-thrombin without mutations. Prior complement levels were normal. Testing HIV, hepatitis ABC negative. No monoclonal protein. Testing for membranous nephropathy, antiphospholipids has also been negative. We will arrange renal biopsy at Midland. A week, 10 days after upcoming knee scope, Dr. Sakai will help us to adjust anticoagulation bridging for the renal biopsy. The biopsy will tell us if he, what kind of aggressive immunosuppressants he is going to need, including steroid sparing medications. He and wife is willing to proceed. End of dictation.